Tessiel Simon Pei Aleph Halacha Gimel. We're going to Simon Pei Beis Halacha Beis. So we're continuing to discuss the four different domains and all the interesting halachic applications. First, we discussed, Rishus HaYachid. Now we're going to discuss Rishus HaRabim. What defines Rishus HaRabim? And I'm sure, as you know, there's many, many controversies about when it comes to Ocean Parkway in Brooklyn, New York. Moshe Feinstein, Zichat Tzadik Livracha, wrote long tshuvas on this. And then there was a whole, there were other poskim that felt that not necessarily is it a full-fledged Rosh Hashanah that you can make an Erev, at least on the side streets. And that's really all part of what we're going to discuss. What defines Rosh Hashanah? So the kitzur starts with the basics. Rosh Hashanah has to be streets that are 16 amas by 16 amas. So an amma, like we said, is around, is either 2 feet according to Chazanish or a foot and a half according to Chaim Noe. And a Moshe is a little bit in the middle of that. So if you have streets that are 16 by 16 amas, and that's not an uncommon situation. You could have plenty of streets that are 16, let's say, about third between 20 and 30 feet long. That's not going to be very difficult to find. So if that's what makes a Rishus HaRabim, you'll have plenty of places of Rishus HaRabim. And again, the ramifications are that you can't make an Erev in Rishus HaRabim. Now, where do we get the dimensions from on the qualifications? From the Machne Levi'ah Shebamidbar, meaning the way the Jewish people were encamped in the desert. Now, included in this are any streets, main thoroughfares that lead from one city to another, and they are 16 Amas wide. Now, anything that is in Rishus HaRabim, but is not three tefachim tall from the ground. That means it's not within, it's lower than 9 inches. So the halacha is going to be that that's all part of the ground level. Even if it's thorns or stuff like that, which excrements that a person, most people are not going to step on, nevertheless, it's considered batel. It's nullified, it's part of the ground. And therefore, those areas are also considered. So if you can, let's say, put something from Shusayachin into that spot, that's still considered that you transferred from Shusayachin to Shusarabi to a public domain. The same thing would be if you have a ditch in Shusarabi. So if it's not three tefachim deep, it's considered part of Shusarabi. When you have holes in the walls that are facing Shusarabi and they're not through into going into Shusayachin, so if they're lower than three tefachim to the ground, so they're also about to Shusarab, and therefore the stance of these holes in the walls are also Shusarab. If they're above three tefachim, so then it depends. If they're 4x4 tefachim, so then the rule is that if it's a 4x4 tefachim and it's lower than 10 tefachim, it has the stance of a caramelist, which we didn't get into yet, which we'll get to in a moment. If it's above 10 tefachim, so then it's a regular Shusar Yachid of 10 tefachim by 4x4. Now, if it doesn't have 4x4, so then the rule is that it's considered a mokum p'tul. So this is also very important. One of the four categories is mokum p'tul, which is basically no. It's a place where you would not have any limitations in carrying, whether it's to that area or within that area. So that's an important point which we're going to get to. Now the important point is a mokum p'tul is whether it's above 10 tefachim or whether it's below 10 tefachim. Is all included in the Makom Patur. When you have different alleyways that enter Rishus HaRabim, sometimes, and this is what I was mentioning before, Moshe Feinstein, Zichat Tzadik Livracha, felt that the different parts, even into Flatbush and into Bar Park, are all part of Rishus HaRabim, because they're alleyways or streets that are going into. They're like they're called, I forgot what they there's a terminology that he uses also, is like the arteries and veins, meaning like they're just like the you have like the main vein and then you have arteries. So the same ideas when it comes to streets, it works in the same manner. But this already gets a little bit complicated. There's another important definition of what makes Rishus HaRabim Rishus HaRabim, and this of course opens up the tremendous leniencies. And that is, in order for Rishus HaRabim to be Rishus HaRabim, according to one opinion, it has to also have shishim riboy. That means 600,000 people passing through. So the widow gets this number of 600,000 people. That's based on the Jewish people also in the walk, traveling through the desert. That means to say that if you have 16 amas wide of a street, and even if it's a thoroughfare, but you don't know, well, let's say Ocean Parkway, but it doesn't have 600,000 people traveling throughout the day, that's not considered Rishus HaRabim. So that's also a debate about how to calculate that. Is that in the car, not in the car? And that was a whole debate also about the Ocean Parkway, that the estimation is that 600,000 people going through. Now, what's interesting is I once remember I had a major argument with my Rebbe. How do we paskin? And I found a book, Yosef, actually, that says that it's almost like, I forget the language it uses, but that it's mamish, that the Beis Yosef really held that it's part of the qualifications, meaning to say that best to go with a qualification of 16 almas. But the Maise, Mishnah Berurah himself, the Chofetz Chaim says that Baal Nefesh Yachmer, what does that mean? That the Chatchila person should be careful if he has 16 almas not to carry. This is the reason why, even in the regular area that you have, there's certainly room to be a machmir not to carry, unless there's a need for it. And of course, in today's world, if you tell a wife that she shouldn't carry in the regular places, or there's an area, usually that's not. There's something that a woman herself wants to be machmir. That's really a different story. Okay, now we're getting to what's called the, and the Kitzur, by the way, himself says that according to the second opinion that you need 600 ribay, so Bezman is there, you'll never have Shusarab. But the Choli Rei Shamayim, he's Yachel Atma, he says, interesting. But the Kitzur himself says that the Maisi should be Machmir himself, that even if it's not 600,000, but 60 Namas, that's ready enough to be Machmir. Okay, what about a Kamalis? So a Kamalis is a place where not a lot of people are going, also, it's not surrounded by walls properly. An example that a field, rivers that are deep at least 10 tfachim, and the wide at least 4 tfachim. So even though usually that's a dimension of Shusar, but that's not the dimension of Shusar because we're talking about rivers. Or you have alleyways that only have three, that have three different walls. Or you have what's called an itztavnit. Itztavnit, as the Kitz himself says, an itztabaz, are these little pillars in the Shusarabim. But they're in front of stores, like many times you have it in front of stores. If you look at the Cardo in Yerushalayim, in the old city, you actually will see such things. I mean, we used to have these areas in front of the stores. So it would, like, first of all, it would slow down traffic, it would push away traffic from people getting close, too close to the stores, or wagons and stuff. And therefore, these areas would have a status of a kamelis, not a reshus harabim or reshus hayachid. So generally speaking, these itztabois would be 4x4 tfachim, and the height has to be above 3 tfachim until 10 tfachim. Otherwise, if it'd be 4x4 and 10 tfachim, it would be a shesayachit. So usually, when we speak about the karmelis, it's structures of karmelis and shesaravim would be 4x4 and above 3 tfachim all the way up to 10 tfachim. And that's where this terminology also, karmelis, comes from the lashon of rachmal, meaning not too moist and not too dry. Meaning it's beinun, it's average. So here too, it's not l'shasayachid, like it's a middle ground. Not l'shasayachid, because there's not proper walls. It's not l'shasayachid, because there's not many people going through. And finally, we get to makom p'tul. What is considered a makom p'tul? So any place in l'shasayachid that does not have 4x4, and it's above 3 tefachim, so it's not part of the shusarab. Or you have a pit, a hole, that's not 4x4, and it's deep, more than 3 tefachim. Or you have a place that there's no, you don't have 4x4, but it's surrounded by walls from 3 tefachim and above. All these areas are considered a makom tur. Now, interesting that the Kitzur gives it says, number one, it has to be that these are in the shusarab. In Rishus HaRabim, you could have a Mokum Tur, but if it's in the Kamalis, so they get, so to speak, forget the word, it's like, so they get submerged into the Kamalis, a part of the Kamalis. So basically, a Mokum Tur, I remember I was going in Chaim Berlin, so in Chaim Berlin, in Brooklyn, Chaim Berlin, Brooklyn, so they mach me there, you know, Rav Moshe. So when we would walk out, let's say, to Coney Island or something like that. So these are main streets, and the main streets off the Ocean Parkway, so therefore the street of Shusarabim. So if you would walk out, there's something in your pocket, it's a whole discussion what you're supposed to do. But one of the answers is if you stop and you see that there's a fire hydrant. So a fire hydrant is a classical perfect example of Makom Tur. Why is that? Because it's not 4x4 Tvachim, but it's above 3 Tvachim. since it's above three tvachim, eitz in rishus hachamim. In such a case, you would place it on it. There's another eitz also that if you never stopped and you continue, so it's not considered like you're really carrying from rishus hachamim to rishus hachamim. And now that we mentioned the idea of transferring, so we're starting siman pei base and rishus hachamim in the Kalmanis is an issue of tilto of carrying swarms. Swarms is around 6 feet. So 6 feet, or according to Chazon Ish, is close to 8 feet. Now, the idea is you're not allowed to carry, or you can't carry through it, you can't throw. And to carry less than four amos, meaning to get from one place to the next, through Shazavu or Kamlis, by stepping less than four amos, that means you're taking one or two steps, and then you stop. So you did a kirin and nachon, you stop, so you're never really doing four amos. The halach is you're not allowed to use this trick, unless it's very special situations, and also the Piskim say, so the Piskim Jew is right, that in the Karmelis, there's more room to be lenient to use this methodology. Either way, within a Karmelis, you're definitely allowed to carry up until four amas. That's not a problem. This would be true even if it's Nishus HaRabim, so long as you're not planning, like we said, to do this a few times in order to get from one place to the next. Okay, and lastly for today, one is not allowed to carry or throw or transfer from Rishus HaYachad to Rishus HaRabim or to Karmelis, or from Rishus HaRabim or Karmelis to Rishus HaYachad, or from Rishus HaRabim to Karmelis, or from Karmelis to Rishus HaRabim. However, an exception to this is the Mokum Ptul. You're allowed to take out and put into a mokum tool from Rishus HaYochid or from Rishus HaRabim or Kamlis, etc. Now, the only exception is you're not supposed to go from, let's say, Rishus HaRabim to a mokum tool with the intention to get it then to Rishus HaYochid. That is not forbidden. That's forbidden. But to go directly just for the sake of going into mokum tool, that is permitted. The Maaseh the Kitzur says that all these things are very complicated. And exactly what's considered Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim, Kamlis, Mokum Tul, and therefore someone that's not Baki should be careful not to carry in a place where there's no air unless he has studied these halachos well. Have a beautiful day.